All right, subject, where did I go wrong? Hello, Stephen Shirley. I'm 29 years old and I've been married for over 8 years. I am truly dedicated to my marriage, but for some reason, he has never been. I always put him and our children first, work hard, and do whatever needs to be done. But it's not enough to keep him happy or faithful. I'm sure you're asking why I stay, and the answer is that he hasn't always been this way. I see so much that's great in him, but lately it's like I have another child instead of a husband. Our children love us together, and when we are apart, I see their sadness. So I try time and time again to make it work. My husband is a dreamer with so many skills that it's a shame that he was given a chance to open a shop in a small town, and me, being the dedicated wife, put up the money just for him to close it in a matter of 3 weeks. Now we are staying with his mom and our problems have only gotten worse. We fight so much more. I sleep on the floor just to avoid contact. I really want to leave, but this will mean another move for my children, and I hate the fact that they are in the middle of this. But I can no longer take the stress of raising another child. I have lost so many friends and even contact with my family because of the decisions I've made trying to please him. Now I'm stuck wondering what move should I make. Men ask for a good woman, and I'm not perfect, but I am a great wife and mother. I'm at the end and just want out. What do I do now? Going home isn't an option. Moving my children will mean the third school for this year. I really hate that thought, but staying and dealing with this is harder. Again, I ask, where did I go wrong? Okay, let me just say this, first of all. You're never wrong for loving your husband, for loving your kids, and for wanting to be truly dedicated, as you say, to your marriage. I mean, the problem is that it takes two in a marriage. It has to be you and your husband if you want to make this thing work. And your husband just doesn't seem interested anymore in you, the kids, or saving the marriage. But back to you, you're allowing him to come back, obviously, after he cheats, because you know you say he was unfaithful to you. And you're babying him. You're treating him like a child, you say in the letter. And then you've lost friends and family members over this, you know, and then you're financing this store that he doesn't seem to be interested in. You're sleeping on the floor at his mom's house. This has got to stop. I mean, I feel you about not wanting to move the kids, but you have to get some peace in your life. You really, really do. So you need to try and move on and fix this. You say going home is not an option, but maybe it is, and you just haven't thought it through. Steve?
This 29-year-old young lady, been married for 8 years. I was truly dedicated to my marriage, but for some reason, he has never been. She puts everybody first. And then you say, I'm sure you're asking me why I stay. And the answer is that he hasn't always been this way. Wait a minute. You just said he has never been faithful to your marriage. Then you double back and you say he has never been. Then you said, I see so much that's great in him, but lately it's like I have another child instead of a husband. Our children love us together, and when we are apart, I see their sadness. So I try time and time again to make it work. I mean, as a woman, I understand where you're coming from. You know, women, you all try to make it better for everybody else except yourself. Yep. And you all sacrifice of yourself time and time again. You make it right for him. You make it right for the children while you sit there and lie there in total misery. At one point in time, you're going to have to do something that's best for you and have the children make some adjustments. That's a tough decision for some women to make. But if you don't do something about this unhappy marriage you're in and this unfaithful husband who refuses to treat you right, then you're going to be miserable. Your kids going to be cool with it because they're going to make a joke. But guess what? Your kids are going to know you're miserable too. Yeah. And they're going to feel some kind of way anyway. You opened up a shop, was a dreamer. So you opened up some shop in a small town. And then 3 weeks later, it was closed. We fight so much more. You're tired of being a dedicated wife. You're staying with his mom, and your problems have gotten worse. You fight so much, you sleep on the floor just to avoid contact. Why don't he sleep on the floor? I really want to leave, but this will mean another move for my children. I hate the fact that they're in the middle of this, but I can no longer take the stress of raising another child. I've lost so many friends and even contact with my family because of decisions have made trying to please him. Now I'm stuck wondering, what move should I make? You have to get away from him. So what? I understand that another move will create a convenience, but you're inconvenienced right now. You're sleeping on the floor while he sleeps in the bed. Your life is inconvenienced. What's one more inconvenience that could make your life at least have peace in your home? You don't have that anymore. See, you can go somewhere with them kids by yourself, and at least at night you'll be in the bed off the floor and you won't have to come in fighting. That's worth it. Where's daddy? Daddy is over there at his mama house. And until daddy can get a house for us and get himself together and treat your mama right, that's where daddy gonna stay. Shut your mouth. He over his mama's house. Come and get these kids. See how that work? Your son and your daughter's crying. Come pick your kids up. You got to make him be a man as best you can, but you got to stop enabling this dude. Quit making it right for him and make it right for yourself. It'll be better for you and your children. I'm telling you, it'll be much better for you and your children. I'm not perfect, but I'm a great wife and mother. I'm at the end. I just want out. Then you have to leave. And you can go back home. Like Shirley said, call your mother and father and see if you can come home. I can't see them turning you away. Now, where did I go wrong? You married him. That's the answer to your strawberry. Where did I go wrong? You married him. Now, what you going to do about it? A lot of times we marry the wrong people. That's life. We make mistakes. Get up. Go marry somebody else. Try it again.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.